my stubborn will at last hath yielded. I would be thine and thine alone. And this the prayer my lips are bringing. Lord, let in me thy will be done. Sweet will of God, still
verse of number 88 in the White Book. I remember a story about a missionary that my dad told me years ago. And he told about a missionary. I don't even remember what field he served the Lord on, but it was a difficult field. Sometimes we hear of missionaries in places where there seems to be very little response to the gospel. And the work is hard. And they have to labor for years before they see one convert. And this missionary, he was in a place like that, and he was getting very discouraged. And, you know, the missionaries, they write their missionary letters, and they always tell us some wonderful stories of something that God was doing, and he didn't have any stories like that. And when he'd go back on furlough, he was embarrassed because he couldn't talk about souls being saved and so on. And so one day he got so discouraged that he told his wife, I think we need to go back home. We're not doing any good here, and I can't take this much longer. And he said, I'm going to spend some time in prayer and see what we should do and how we should go about it. But he was really determined to return back home. And then as he was praying, Jesus appeared to him. And he tells how Jesus just came over to him and embraced him. And he said, didn't I tell you, just trust me. Just trust me. And Jesus gave him a big hug. And with that, all his discouragement left him. And he was determined now to just stay on, just for Jesus. Not for results, but for Christ. And it wasn't too long after that God began to break through then. And souls began to get saved. But he was there just for Jesus. And I don't know why I thought of that when we sang, Sweet Will of God, Just Fold Me Closer. I thought, that's what we're singing about. Jesus, embrace us. And just fold us closer to yourself. You know, that's being in the will of God. It's getting as close to Jesus as you can. That's the most important part of being in God's will. Not what college I go to, or who I marry, or where I should live, or what career I should pursue. That's all part of God's will. But it starts with that embrace. And that's where God wants us. He wants us close to his heart. And so, as we're singing this song this morning, it seems as though the Holy Spirit is just here to embrace us. Let him do that. Just come as you are and say, Lord, maybe you are discouraged. Maybe you're disappointed. But Jesus has an embrace for you that will take care of all of that. And so, let's remember that. To be in the will of God is to be in the arms of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's what we're doing here at camp. We're pressing close to Jesus. You'll find that as you do that, some of these problems and some of these questions that you've had, God will just sort of make sense out of that and put things into place. And we'll be surprised. Lord, I didn't even pray about that at camp, but now I come home and I see that you've taken care of it. Now I know what to do, and I didn't know what to do. And it's all because we drew nearer to him. Praise God. Let's sing the last verse of 88.
Shut in with me. My child.
Goodwin taught us that song, and he said that they used to sing it in Germany, and so they, of course, had to translate it into English for us. And he would talk about how Joseph, when he revealed himself to his brothers, they had treated him so terribly, sold him into slavery, and hadn't seen him for years, thought he was dead, hoped he was dead. And then they needed food during the famine, and so they went to Egypt to get food, to buy food for their families. And Joseph was the one that was in charge of distributing that. And they didn't recognize him because he looked like an Egyptian. He spoke like an Egyptian. They hadn't seen him for many years. But Joseph, he couldn't take it anymore. He had to let his brothers know who he was. And so he got all the servants out of the room. And then he began to speak to them in their language. And he said, "I am Joseph, your brother." And they were filled with fear, expecting him to wreak vengeance on them for the way they had so mistreated him. But much to their surprise, he said, "Come near to me." And he embraced them, especially Benjamin, his little brother. And he just held them. And he said, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good, to save many alive." Oh, they were evil in what they had done to Joseph. Their motives were from the pit of hell, it seemed. But God turned it around for good. God knew that one day there would be a famine, and one day he needed someone to be in a position to take care of his people. And Joseph saw the Lord's hand in it, and so he didn't hold any grudges. He said, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. Just come near to me." And then Joseph made provision for his family. There's still years of famine yet. Bring your families to Egypt, and I'll take care of them, supply all their need. And of course, Joseph's a beautiful picture of Jesus to us. Praise God. There again, God, he yearns for us to come close to him. I mentioned the other day, I was praying with my daughter Natalie, and I prayed, "Lord, let that desire, make her to realize that the desire that she feels in her heart for you is not her desire. It's your desire for her." There's nothing in us that really desires God, but God so desires us that when we feel a desire for the Lord, it's really his drawing. And when we realize that, this is his desire for me, well, that gives me hope then, and makes me to realize if that's him desiring me, then, oh, I ought to come close, and I ought to yield myself to it, and just give myself to him more and more. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's sing number 470. That's got to be in our red book. If you tried it in the white book, you'd run out of pages. 470. Jesus is my all in all. Praise God. That's what he wants to be to us. Hallelujah. 470.
Time of weariness, like where shadows fall. Oh.
praise God.
I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of cousins to my soul.
Brother Eddie tells me it's one of my favorite songs. You know, I get a kick out of some of these songbooks. This one say Pilgrim Camp Favorites. We used to have a song called Pilgrim Camp Favorites, and I didn't know half the songs in it, but I understood they were to be my favorites, so I learned them. Praise God. 479. You know, I like this on the chorus when it says, He tells me every care on Him to roll, and then somebody's got to shout, Hallelujah. And that would be good for our children to participate in that. That's not hard. Jace, can you say hallelujah? It's a big word. Okay, we're going to try. So when we get there, let's hear those voices. Sing that first verse again.
I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of cousin to my soul.
My comfort.